KQED.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled this week that children in immigration detention must get a hearing before an immigration judge. The California Report's Penny Nelson talked to KQED's Tyke Hendricks about the decision.
Well, Tyke, this kind of hearing is something that adults in immigration custody are generally entitled to. So why has this not been the case for kids?
Right, Penny. Adults who are locked up while waiting for the outcome of their immigration case, they're held by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's ICE, and most of them do have the right to a bond hearing. But kids are placed in the care of a different agency that's inside the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The idea was that it should be more of a social welfare setting, but they've been denied the right to an attorney and a chance to argue before a judge that they be released.
And has this just always been the case?
20 years ago, there was a legal settlement called the Flores Settlement that set standards for detaining immigrant kids. And it said that they were entitled to court hearings, and it set a policy favoring their release. But the government maintains that more recent laws around the treatment of unaccompanied immigrant minors superseded that settlement and ended the right to a bond hearing. So this week, the three-judge panel on the Ninth Circuit said the legal settlement still applies.
Okay, so that the legal settlement from 20 years ago is still in place despite a couple of laws from Congress in the meantime.
That's right.
Okay, and you've reported on what happens to these kids. And so what does this mean for them?
Yeah, I followed the case of a boy, a teenager named Pablo Aguilar, who fled gangs in El Salvador who had kidnapped and probably killed his brother. And he came here seeking asylum and to reunite with his mom, who's in Los Angeles. He was locked up for 2.5 years, and he spent much of it in the Yolo County Juvenile Hall up near Sacramento. And there are hundreds of kids every year like Pablo who are kept in jail-like settings for months or years. So this week's ruling means that there's more transparency in the decisions on whether these kinds of kids can be released to a family member or a guardian while they're waiting for their day in immigration court. It says that that decision is up to a judge rather than the agency that's holding them.
So what happens now?
Well, the U.S. Justice Department hasn't said yet whether it will appeal the ruling. It could go all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. But for children in immigration custody, it'll be easier for those who have lawyers, and many of them don't. This week's ruling allows them to ask for a bond hearing for release so they could be free to go home and live with family while their case goes through immigration court.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. That's Tyke Hendricks. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tyke Hendricks is KQED's Immigration and Criminal Justice Editor. She spoke with the California Report's Penny Nelson.